In specialty crop news brought to you by the California Almond Board, visit them online at almondboard.com. Sometimes the amount of numbers released in reports like the 2012 census can be overwhelming. However, that transparency is a unique advantage to some industries. The California Almond Board believes the more numbers you make public, the better.
Our board of directors for many, many years has felt that the more transparency and clarity we can provide on our industry's numbers benefits everybody, benefits the grower, the handler, the buyer, in that you're dealing with statistics that everybody can share, understand, and it removes to a great extent a lot of sort of the speculative chatter that exists when there's a dearth of information. So the more numbers that you can generate across the different statistical areas of the industry, we think is beneficial for everybody.
President and CEO of the Almond Board, Richard Waycott, says this keeps the guessing out of the game. With a lot of other nuts being imported from out of the country, the transparency makes California almonds a safe and reliable nut source. And like any other industry, numbers allow everyone to plan for the future.
The statistics in terms of non-bearing and baker-bearing acreage, the growth in yields, the age of the trees, by variety, et cetera, all of that also allows us to be able to project into the future with a certain degree of certainty about what will be the probable growth or not of the industry.
The board just came out with their subjective estimate for the year, and it looks pretty close to what last year's was. And like many other Californians, they're just waiting to see what the full impact of the drought might be.
Growers have different water alternatives available or not, how it's all going to come together in the end. This year's crop's a little difficult to predict, but stay tuned on that. Certainly everybody will be watching it.
In for Sabrina Hill, I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.